Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Easter Monday. Hope you're having a deadly weekend, you mob, and eating all those deadly chocolates. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, live at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with a daily brother now, Troy Robinson. He's from Coffs Harbour. And let's talk about the space that he's working in. We're talking the All One Under the Sun Outs campaign. On the line, Troy, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How
are
you doing?
I'm good, my brother. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, look, I'm a local Goombanga man from Coffs Harbour, home of the big banana and beautiful country here. And also I'm a Dungaddy man, but also a Bunjalung man as well. So the home of Greg Inglis and the home of Anthony Mundine.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. So they beat them good there, eh, Troy? They beat them good there, brother.
Yeah, they must, eh? They left me right in the middle.
Shut them now. Too deadly, brother. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Let's first talk about the hat you wear in regard to Two Parts Strong, brother.
Yeah, look, I, as a cultural director for Two Parts Strong, which in Goombanga language we say the name of our organisation is Ulladi Mulyang Young and Aboriginal Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, look, just teaching our kids to be strong culturally as well as, you know, academically, educationally,
yes,
just so that when they're walking in that big world out there, they've got their culture strong within them, you know?
Yes, yes.
So with that, it leads on to so many different things that we get to do in community, which is amazing, such as All One Under the Sun, which we,
So you got approached to join the All One Under the Sun, the OATS campaign. So tell us about your connection there, how it all came about, and what you're actually doing in that space, brother.
Awesome. Yeah, look, Naomi is absolutely amazing. They've got a great team there. They approached Bemanak, which is Bulladi Mulyang Yungan, just to come on over and help out as a mentor, maybe help out with some, you know, yidiki work and some clapsticks and putting some language into the song, which is, you know, absolutely amazing. And if you've seen the song, you know, it just brings out the real cultural aspect of this song, of everybody coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And, so just coming, helping out. It's the first time I've sort of done it with such a diverse bunch of, kids.
Well, they can be educated too, my brother. You know, we're all students for life, are we not?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. You know, it was really great because we will have days that were built around racism, around... just being together. And I think, that was something that I could really bring to the table because, you know, my skin's very dark and being a part of racism in my life pretty much growing up.
Exactly, brother. And by any means necessary, you know, stamping out racism. The All One Under the Sun campaign, is this an annual event or is this the first cab off the rank?
Well, I actually hope it's going to be an annual event.
Yeah, good.
Seeing the gifts that these young people bring, and showcasing their talents I don't think they even knew they had. I think it needs to be something that needs to be brought on a regular basis. And using these role models that have now gone through this journey, through this path, and bring that to younger people, in our community and wider communities, because, you know, seeing stuff like what's happened in Sydney with the Easter show and that, it just upsets me that young people can be like this, you know.
Well, exactly, brother, and they say idle time and idle hands is the devil's playground. So when you're doing something like keeping young people active, with their talent or the possibility of bringing their talent to the surface, it's a good thing, brother.
Oh, so it's an amazing thing. You know, like I've put down the didgeridoo, the yidiki, for so long now, And I only picked it up just before COVID, so 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I've put that down 20 years ago and finally picked it back up. I mean, it's not prominent from this country, but it's something that I wanted to do for myself and make me feel good. And I think a lot of these young people, when they play the guitar or play the piano or play, you know, whatever it is.
It's an extension of themselves, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it takes them on a journey in life. They get to share with a lot of people. So, and we had a lot of young, talented people there in our band, and as well as just our vocalists and just our songwriters and our rappers. And they were just unbelievably extraordinary. We're just working with them. So they opened my eyes up.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Like I said, we can all learn off each other, brother. And they say when the student is ready, teacher will arrive. And I always say that every person I meet in some way is superior to me. I'm here to learn off anybody and everybody, brother. And the old phrase, you don't have to be sick to get better, eh, bro?
That's right. And, you know, the way I see it, old Uncle Max, he told us this from down the South Coast, passed away now. But he said to me one time, you know, you got to share it to keep it, you know. Sharing your culture, sharing your talents. That's the way you keep it alive, eh?
That's powerful, that. And so true, isn't it? And the person you're sharing with may hear it once, but then you hear it 10 times over, don't you?
That's right, yeah.
My brother, looks beautiful yarna with you, my brother. So you're keeping busy, which is great, brother. And you're working in a fantastic space. The other phrase I'm thinking of, the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up. And you're doing just that for our young ones, brother. So more power to you, Troy Robinson.
Look, thank you very much for having me on here. You know, we've just opened up a new Goombanga Yingana school, which means freedom school, here on Goombanga country. It's the first ever bilingual school in New South Wales.
Good.
With our organisation. It's absolutely amazing. Only opened up last week.
You've got to be proud, Troy.
Oh, very proud. And to bring more nations and more people together, you know, they could see this and see the strength that our people have gotten, have always had. So... Thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, my brother. We are live and kicking well 21st century, and we're not going nowhere, eh, bro?
Hey, da-dun-dung. We say one word that we say in Goombanga language, it means togetherness. So girawa means mob,
yes.
But when we add wa, girawa wa, it means all mob coming together.
Girawa wa.
Girawa wa.
Girawa wa. Too deadly, my brother. All the best, Troy Robinson.
Thank you, brother. You have a good day.
You too, Cass. Bye-bye. A little young there, Troy Robinson, his name is, and he's with the Two Parts Strong, and that's the hat he wears, but he was snapped up also to work with the All One Under the Sun campaign, the OOTS program there happening there at Coffs Harbour, and just working with young people and keeping them active with life and bringing their talents to the stage, or bring their talents to the surface, so to speak. Have you saying, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, you deadly, your mob. Easter Monday, hope you enjoy it. Eat all them googie eggs and then go for a couple of laps around the block there. F45, whatever. Too deadly, mob.
Dinner gang or Jarwin.
Hello, everyone.
The guru and yang yangan.
Together we are strong.
Gili nya dalgie.
Now we sing.
Nyala gyaralana langa.
We give respect.
They all
fought
for
us. We sing for them.
Strong
power, love. That keeps us connected.
Together
we are strong. All one under the sun.
Under the sun, we're all the
same here. We are all shining stars. The color of my skin does not define me. Let's change our world and make it a better place.
Mindful and conscious of the voices in me, surrounded by the depths of diversity. Listen and breathe with an open mind. Hear the wisdom of the elders, our hearts intertwine.
These words must be addressed.
Get up, stand up, stand up.
This is my life.
Get up, stand up, stand up.
Run deep.
deeper melody.
Get up, stand up, stand up.
Generation, this oppression, we feel such a better.
We are the A, we are people, we wanna feel safe and equal. We want our beliefs and language.
Yes.
Find a deeper melody.
یه خوش و شیرینه وقت بهار رنگینه عاشق خازن دنیای بیجیم سربستی
ونعيش حياتنا مثل ما نريد معا نحن اقوياء ونعيش حياتنا مثل ما نريد معا نحن
اقوياء امهمي وكي هبه بكفيز وقوه خلق رب عالمي دوستو هبالا
We are all one under the sun.
Push me, bro, I'm gonna push back. Move together, like a wolf pack. I'm taking back what's mine, bro, the full stack. I mean everything my ancestor fought for. See, we want peace, but you brought war. You never hold us back, so keep devising your plan. We're all different, but united we stand.
Listen, together we can stand. You are beautiful, together we are strong. Young blood, young mind, stop racism. It's a nightmare, tracking information. Just close your eyes, we heal the pain. Touch your elders to lead the way. Life's hard, you can stand with me. Like a wave to the sky with family.
I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea. I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea. Sit around the campfires and hear stories of the past.
the sea. I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea. Oh, I give out the number of mine, that's where I want to be. Oh, I give out the number of mine, that's where I want to be.
When the tree up, we got a river swim. When we go fishing, we catch the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish. When the tree up, we got a river swim. When we go fishing, we catch the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish.
Call me Wally, this way I'm at. I wear my NRL baseball cap. Tell them out of my team if you know what I mean. To be the captain, that's my dream.
My name is Keith from McKinney Street. I walk on stilts to beat the beat. When the crew's here, I shake a leg. This is my rhyme and that's what I said.
When the tree up, we got a river and swim. When we go fishing, we catch the brim. When the river's high, we jump off the bridge. When we get out, we play some dish.
Well, colors in, I have no feet. All you are, pigs, but watch out for speed. I meet the gang and I'm almost 10. I'm a Ben Ackler like Jackie Chan.
Mendel is my name, I like to do backflips. Listen to the words that come from Molly. Jump off the bridge and I fly the ditch. When I catch a fish, I put it in the fridge.
My name is Buddy, I can't stand still. From Kenya, Scrubble, the Broken Hill. I've been moving around from town to town, and this is how I get down.
When the tree up, we got a river swim. When we go fishing, we catch the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish. When the tree up, we got a river swim. When we go fishing, we catch the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish. 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 When the tree up, we got a river swim. When we go fishing, we catching a brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap
on. Oh, my beautiful child. My beautiful child. The brightest of stars couldn't match your sweet smile, but you grew up too soon, far beyond your young years. Now all that remains is your memory and tears. You were always to blame. And they put you through hell, then they locked you away in a dark, lonely cell. But you weren't really bad, just a little bit wild. Now they'll hound you no more. Oh, my beautiful child. Beautiful, beautiful child. Now you are free. Free from this heartache and pain and misery. When they found your body that day, some said you I wish I was with you right now, my beautiful child. You'd been locked up before, but you always came back with your head held high and so proud to be black. But the last time they came, how could I have known when they took you away that you'd never come home? Yeah, they pushed you around 'cause your skin wasn't white, and although you were gentle, you learned how to fight, and you fought all your life. No, you didn't fail, but you deserve better than to die in some jail. Ooh, beautiful, beautiful child, now you are free. Free from this heartache and pain and misery. When they found your body that day, some said you'd smile. And I wish I was with you right now, my beautiful child. And I wish I was with you right now, my beautiful child.
You never gave a damn about what happened to us. You don't stop us from dancing. We know what we got and we know what we want. You can't stop us from dancing. Angawai!
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
And all the Jaja, all the police, all the children. Life is a precious thing to each and every one of us. All it can bring laughter and happiness, hard times and sad times will come along too, but the good times are worth it if we can just see the hard times through. And life is worth living if we just make it worthwhile. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Children are special. How they trust us completely. Yeah. They hope that we share. Care for them, cause they smile so sweetly. We got to pick them up and never do them any wrong. No, no. We got to pick our children up. Teach them to be strong. And life is worth living if we just make it worthwhile. And my sisters too. Poor and a homeless. Can't keep warm in this cold weather. But I know we can make it. Yeah. If we can just make it together. And all the police, all the children, all the children.
Thank you.
drummer boy, no tall Christmas tree. By our campfire that I can see, who were the three kings? Where's Bethlehem? I live near Alice Springs since I remember when. 'Cause in the dream time it's Christmas all year round. Peace on earth, love abound. There's no reindeer here, only silent night. For 60,000 years before Jesus Christ, we have peace on earth, goodwill to all. In our dream time that I recall, 'cause in the dream time, it's Christmas all year round. Peace on earth and love abound. In the dream time,
dream time.
Boys, we don't need Christmas trees. We have our dream time history.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, a conference just was held to address children's health and climate change. Yes, it's real. An example, an 8-year-old child from rural New South Wales was so worried for his father's safety during the Black Summit bushfires that he developed a severe anxiety disorder. Now, while he recovered with support from his parents and community and a psychological treatment, his anxiety disorder returned during the floods that followed the fires, worsening the point where he was curled up on the floor, barely speaking and not eating. So we're talking about climate change is the greatest health challenge. So there it is. We're going to catch over yarn now with child and adult psychiatrist, Dr. Sybil Day. Sybil, you there? Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Trevor. Thank you so much for having me on the program to talk about this really important topic of protecting child and adolescent health from climate change.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, look, climate change is real, and then the effect that it's having on people's mind and spirit and what have you, and even children at this conversation we're having. It is real, and we need to act on it and together, yes?
Absolutely, and I'd also like to acknowledge that I'm on the Gadigal land of the Eora Beautiful. Nation, whose sovereignty was never ceded.
Lovely.
And in terms of acting, like, absolutely, we need to be working together to take action on climate change now, because by doing that, we can really improve children and young people, and actually the rest of our physical and mental health going forward.
You just recently had the conference to address children's health in climate change, so that would have been a very robust conversation, a very important conversation.
Look, it was a wonderful opportunity to be talking with health experts, and also with Ava Princey, who was one of the young people who's been very active in helping us understand the importance of taking action on climate change. And some of the things that we were hearing and thinking about is how heat really impacts on people, and that really doesn't matter what you think about climate change. If you get too hot and you can't cool down, it really increases your mental distress. And so even a fraction of a degree average temperature means we get more really hot days over 35 and really hot nights. So we just, if we can start cutting climate emissions this decade, cutting fossil fuel emissions this decade, moving off coal, oil and gas, and transitioning people to renewable jobs, having renewable energy and protecting nature, things are going to be so much better for children and young people into the future.
Well, as I said earlier, I mean, climate change is real. And when you're talking about Mother Earth getting upset with us and then creates floods or fires or earthquakes, there's more of it. And then for a child's mind, what's going on here, it can affect a child's mind and like I said, their future way of thinking, yes?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think sometimes there are misunderstandings about what's happening for children and young people thinking about this, because you're right, climate change is real, and it's healthy and appropriate to be concerned and want action about a real problem. So kids being worried and concerned that there's a serious problem, we need to do something about it, can be a really healthy response, but what they need is to have adults and leaders believe them and take action on it, be supported to be able to do things that make sense for them, so whether that's planting trees, connecting with their culture and country, or being a climate activist. And they also need, if that's not enough, then they may need more help. But for most young people, actually being believed and seeing action by leaders would really relieve a lot of that distress.
And when you look at the date was set for the up-and-coming federal election, this is a good time to have a conversation and talk about it. And for the so-called campaigners out there, the candidates throwing their hat in the arena, think of Mother Earth and not just your electorate, so to speak.
Absolutely. And in fact, actually, we need to be aware that this is going to impact everybody in terms of climate change impacts on physical and mental health. And it also impacts the people least responsible for it, first and worst. So First Nations people, young people, people living in homelessness are actually being impacted earlier and more severely and yet are least responsible. And I think something I want to say is just I'm really struck by how the land that I now call Australia has been cared for 60 to 100,000 years by First Nations people through so much time, and then just in this last couple of hundred years with industrialisation,
turned it upside down.
Fossil fuels, and colonisation, we've stuffed it up. So we really need to get back on to fixing it, and we need to actually, it's really important to have that First Nations input to fixing it. So I hope we'll see Tish King at a subsequent meeting about this, but I'm also really aware that we, you know, we're on land that had been cared for successfully for so long, and we really need to get our act together again now as everybody, but acknowledging that that's something that we can learn from First Nations culture and wisdom about.
Sybil, strong words, true words, and yes, we are one. We've got one planet, and we need to get it together. And that's why the conversation is very, very important. But thank you for your yarn, Dr. Sybil Day. All the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thanks very much, Trevor. I really appreciate the chance to be here.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adela Young there, Dr. Sybil Day and child and adolescent psychiatrist, and talking about the space of climate change is our greatest health challenge, and we must act to protect future generations. That's a word from Professor Stanley, who was at the conference with Professor Dr. Sybil Day, and a very important conversation and how it affects our young ones. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Enter the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Of love, let them burn through the night. Hold me in your arms now, everything's alright. Light the flame that will dance and light up the dawn. There's a fire that's raging inside our hearts. Oh, there's a fire that's raging inside our hearts, oh, our hearts. So many years together and it's been so fine, proving our love can last, it stood the test of time. Candle that melts away and the wick that will burn, fire inside will always return. So light the candles of love, let them burn through the night. Hold me in your arms now, everything's alright. There's a fire that's raging inside our hearts, oh, our hearts. Take me by the hand and lead me to the promised land. Light the candles of love. Take me by the candles of love.
Jaganba ni na me Malaya, Malaga. Moranyan de nyango. Moranyan bajo. Walaya.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're here at First Nation Radio Station BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To Delhi, and happy Easter Monday to you, Delhi Mob. Hope you're enjoying all the Delhi chocolates and do a couple of locks there after the chocolate. And there it is. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Delhi student entrepreneur, Ben Tyler, Bush Tucker, and Big Dreams for Benin entrepreneurial CDU student. That's Charles Darwin University on the line. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and thanks for having me on the show. I'm joining you this morning from beautiful Larrakia country.
Darwin, beautiful, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Ben.
Yeah, so my name is Ben Tyler, and I'm a Benin man from Kakadu and West Arnhem Land.
Mm.
My family connection is to Murrumburra country in the central area of Kakadu, which is my mum's country. And, a few years back in 2017, I started a business called Kakadu Kitchen.
Kakadu Kitchen. How deadly are you, my brother? And we're talking tucker, talking food. You'll have everybody's attention. They're all tuning in now.
Yes, bush tucker. So, you know, that's all our mob loves, bush tucker. And, you know, that keeps us healthy and strong, having that connection to bush tucker. And that's the main message, you know. And
you would have started just as a cook or a chef or something to that effect, and now turning it into a business as such. Here we have Kakadu Kitchen. So tell us how it all began for you, Ben.
Yeah, well, I don't have any formal background in chefing. I just grew up
fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Grew up with family, and then I wanted to do something with bush tucker, and
good.
You know, you sort of you learn as you go, and that's what I've been doing. It's a journey, and I was interested in, you know, looking at mum's kitchen table in the community, and you know, it got me thinking about what was on the table.
Mm.
And you know, there was like salt, there was pepper, and I was thinking, where does salt come from?
Mm.
And you know, I didn't know where the salt came from, which country or which you know, where did it, how did it get packaged? I didn't know anything about it. And then there were other things on the table, like crocodile tail, kangaroo, or
most people look at the food and think, all right, let's dig in. You're thinking, gee, I wonder where this come from. How did they make that? Look at the colour of that. You went in depth of the food on the table.
I went in depth, yeah. So I started taking pictures of what was
Shut
on
up.
The table, you know.
Well, people are picking out you there. Click, 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 click. Too funny.
Yeah, and then I put it on, I started an Instagram, and I was just documenting what my family were eating, like the bush tucker, like the Benin diet. So I was interested in the Benin diet and, you know, how the indigenous diet, you know, is super healthy for us, mob.
And then
looking at what else was on the table, you know, there were unhealthy things on the table like tobacco or can of Coke, or I'm thinking, okay, well, the idea is to that's where the sort of idea came, is like the idea is to replace what's on the table with bush tucker and local stuff and more healthier things where we know where they come from.
Yeah, too early, brother. So are you you're still studying? You're still at Charles Darwin University, or you're running your business now, Kakadu Kitchen?
Absolutely. So I'm still studying. I've recently gone from full-time to part-time. So, you know, from three units down to one unit now. So and that will just help me while the business is
blooming,
while I'm growing the business.
Growing the business, yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yep.